24.7. EDE01080720250806, audio. Here I'm wondering how to improve the quality of what will come out of these engines. I have the question but not the answer. Unless I'm mistaken, whether we're talking about oxygen-hydrogen, plasma, or magnetic engines, these are engines that use the action-reaction law, in short, ejecting something from a nozzle. PMI's impactors, BATM, A do not fall into this category. However, in our opinion, this method is not suitable as a primary propulsion source for large vehicles. Speaking of patents, be careful. If you see certain principles associated with SSV on the internet or on television, such as screw docking, I urge you to file a complaint with the organizations responsible for intellectual property. That being said, let's continue. In rocket engines, it's the quantity of propellant injected into the nozzles that controls the power. Spacecraft accelerate but must also decelerate. What is the maximum speed reached in space? And how did these engines operate to reach these speeds? All the questions I asked myself are part of a self-imposed research agenda. I start from a simple principle: by making these questions public, we contribute to increasing the overall safety of this unforgiving environment. Let's continue this list. For a station, craft, of the SSV type, what will be the rotation start time or vice versa? Is it preferable to shut down the station, and I'm talking about rotation for any type of connection? Opening an airlock at 2 RPM is like jumping into the void on Earth in relation to the SSV. An acceleration of 1G will propel us out of the station. With a little research, you might find answers in the questions. I told you the truth, nothing is simple in space. Coming soon. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This July 8, 2025.